You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The most important conversation is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, you go to bed with it. Eventually, you act on it.
The fact is that you're more amazing than you've ever imagined. You're more qualified, more gifted, more useful, more meaningful than anyone has ever defined or told you you could be. There are times when you've tried to talk yourself into believing your value by looking in the mirror and you haven't gotten the right reflection because you haven't said it with the right inflection.
You're missing out on everything because you're waiting for someday. You're waiting for someday to feel ready, someday for it to be perfect, someday. Well, I'll tell you what, today is that someday.
If you want to attract what you want, you've got to see yourself already with it. You don't get what you want. You get what you are. You've got to become what you want. You've got to realize the minute you hold your mind in harmony with the good you want, then you've already got it. It's only a period of time till it manifests in physical form. That's called the perpetual transmutation of energy. That is a law, the first law of the universe.
How badly do you want it? You've got to pay a price to be the best. The best pay a big price. You've got to work harder, you've got to commit more, you've got to take more responsibility, you've got to deal with more ups and downs. If we can deal with that question, how much do you want it to suffer?
The size of your dreams must always exceed your current capacity to achieve them. If your dreams do not scare you, they are not big enough. If you start off with a small dream, you may not have much left when it is fulfilled, because along the way, life will test your dreams and make demands on you.
Be the hero of your own movie. If your life was a movie and it started now, forget about whatever financial disasters you've had, personal failures, relationship failures. What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things. We define ourselves far too often by our past failures. We look at our past and we say, well, that's not you.
Spin the block, man. Spin the block. It might be your day. It might not be your week, your month, your year. Spin the block. Knock again. Knock again. Keep calling. Keep showing up. Keep doing what you've been doing. It's going to pay off. You don't see it right now, but I promise you, it's happening. The roots are growing. The roots are growing. The fruits are coming.
I never ran track, but I've always heard that, like, if you ever want to be faster, you got to run with a bunch of people who are way faster than you. And there's something that happens with us as humans. When you are surrounded by those who are superior in their performance than you are, you're bound to be lifted up if you're as ambitious. If not, yeah, you're wasting everyone's time.
You're more than a ripple. You're the one that will cause waves in life, but you got to keep going. There's a thing called flow. You have to get into it, and the only way to get into it is to get through the things that try to interrupt your flow, your development as a person, whatever it is you were born to do. You got to find out that one thing and invest yourself in it so much so that you got to hold stock when everyone tells you that it has no value. You matter, and you always have mattered.
Success is something you attract, not something you pursue. Success is looking for a good place to stay. So instead of going after it, you work on yourself. Personal development. See, the major question to ask on the job is not what are you getting. The major question to ask on the job is what are you becoming?
You want to know the secret to achieving everything that you dream about? Don't quit. See, when you know what the destination is, there's a million paths to get there. And it took me a long time to learn that the greatest moments of growth and success happen right after you feel like quitting, but you don't. That's the secret. Keep going.
Don't even panic. Don't panic. Don't panic. Right now, there's a rebuilding stage. Right now. Right now, you have a chance to rebuild. Look, because what you're doing is you're looking at everything that went wrong. But you're not looking at what's going to go right tomorrow. Once you sit back, just sit back. Write everything down. Write your list. Write that list down of where you want to be, who you want to be, where you want to go. Look at the world. Look around you. Look at your environment and say to yourself, what do I need to move out of the way in order so I can get to the places I'm trying to go?
Your skill set is being developed under pressure, under denials, under rejection, under the people that have told you no. Those no's are things that you need. It needs you to fortify and believe in yourself until you can get to the point where it doesn't matter what anyone else says. You believe it with all your soul that I matter, that I was born to do something, and the greatness within me is going to touch other lives. You're not here just for you. The gift that you have is to be presented to God at the end of your life. And when you present it to Him, He'll ask you, how many other people did you bless? How many other people did you give it to? Because the one thing you don't want is regret. Not with the dash that we have. Our lives are way too short to live it just for us.
That's why people have scars. They're a reminder in their memory. There's something you get past, and there's something you live through, but
at the end of the day, they're almost there.
All fools in life have one thing in common, according to the Stoics. Seneca says, what they all have in common is that they're always getting ready to start. They are delaying to live because they think they have the future. They think they have forever. They say, I'm not ready. Or they say, I'm going to do it after. I'm going to do it once this thing happens, when conditions are more favorable. They never say to themselves, I'm never going to do it. They say, I'm going to do it later. But no one knows what the future holds. No one knows how much time we have left. Life is happening right now, this second. In fact, the time that ticks by, the Stoics say, belongs to death. It's dead. It can never be recovered. So don't be a fool. Don't delay. You could be good today, Ruth Aurelius reminds us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instead, you choose tomorrow.
You have to work harder than you think you possibly can. You can't hold grudges. It's hard. And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
If tomorrow is not a guarantee, how far would you push? If you thought that today was your last opportunity to ever do the thing, how far would you go? How far would you go? How fast would you run? How much would you sacrifice knowing you're never going to lace it up again?
You were willing to make the decision with the mindset, what if it does work out? I think at some point in every person's life, there is that collision between somebody else's expectations and hopes and dreams and yours.
You have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true. And the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard, and you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, and you don't really love it, you're going to give up. What if?
A lot of times I'll be in a 200-mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
When you say you're gonna do something and then you follow through and you do it, not at the end when you cross the marathon, you finish it, or your hands raised. I'm talking about right now. The small steps in between the big successes that everyone sees. No one sees this.
Don't panic. Right now, this is a rebuilding stage. You need to stop looking at everything that's going wrong and start looking at everything that can go right tomorrow if you put in the work today. No more excuses. No more blaming other people for the hand that you're dealt. Take ownership of everything in your life. Move past the negative thoughts that tell you that you can't. You can get back everything else, but you can't get back today. So make it count.
Your setbacks are actually things that set you up to win. You're amazing. You're phenomenal. The pain does come, but it also reveals a greater side of you, that you are more than the things that have happened to you, and you're more than things that are going on inside of you. You just have to discover that there's a purpose for it. Use it for that purpose as fuel to get to the next level.
Those who are great are grateful. The difference is there are those who say, I have to put in the work, and there are those who say, I get to put in the work. One of them is going to put in more work, put in more of the small details into their craft, and they're going to get out a whole lot more because they're grateful to be there.
You must hold yourself accountable, and being your own hero, that's what that does. You make yourself so totally accountable for who you are. You focus on you and only on you to become the best person you can be for others. Because we leave a lot on the table not searching who we are. And then therefore, you die not knowing your greatest potential.
You will become whatever you're fascinated with. You always become whatever you're fascinated with. This is the law of mind. If you become fascinated by poverty, you become poor. You become fascinated with sickness and the reports of all kinds of diseases, you will become sick. Whatever you become fascinated with, you'll get it and it'll get you. This is the law of mind and it works with anything. So do not become fascinated with what you do not want. If you want to be wealthy, become fascinated with wealth. Become fascinated with wealthy people. If you want to be successful and prosperous, become fascinated with successful, prosperous people.
The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dog fight. So if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no a million times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm one yes away.
I want to share with you is to wake up early and stack wins. What I mean is we need to start stacking little wins. Most of you out there think that success in life is a byproduct of big wins. Like I got to make that deal. I got to get that sale. I got to start that partnership. And the big wins are important too. Make no mistake about it. But I'm here to tell you that the little wins stacked every day, every hour, over time, over days, weeks, and months, make you a gangster of a human being.
Discipline. People use that word so loosely.
You have to sacrifice loved ones in order to be great because they don't understand. I am getting up every single day at 5 or 6 a.m. And when I get home after everyone leaves the gym, I'm going to take a nap. So now you're sacrificing your loved ones because you're not spending time with them. And when I wake up, I'm probably going to train again. And then I'm going to have dinner. And then I'm going to bed. And I'm going to do that every single day for a long period of time. That's sacrificing and discipline.
Most people will not understand your obsession, your drive, and your determination. Success is a lonely journey. That's just a reality. And most people are not going to understand why you're so driven, why you're so obsessed. And if you try and make them understand, you're going to end up frustrated. The best advice I can tell you is go on the journey by yourself.
In the battle, you find peace. When you go to war with yourself, you find a lot of peace. It's because you know exactly who you are. And that is where the peace is really found for me.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.